knew this moment was coming, does it make it any easier for you?
No, not really. It's kind of like when my dad passed, we knew he had cancer, and he and I had talked, and I was going to be okay with it, and he said he was going to be okay with it. But the day you get that call, you know, it's like we didn't say anything to each other. And when I got the call last night, it was very tough. But, you know, as a Christian, you know, you believe that he's in a better place right now. And, you know, I was very blessed and fortunate to have had him in my life. You know, I'll be able to sit down and tell my grandchildren that I played for Dean Smith, which is really cool. And he's going to be dearly missed. He meant so much to me on and off the court. And, you know, not only sharing his basketball knowledge, but sharing all of the knowledge that he had to make me a better person. And I can never repay him for that.
You've been asked this question, I'm sure, a million times. But what's your instinctual answer to what was his impact on your life?
Oh, my gosh. He's a second father to me. Not many people are willing to share everything about themselves with another person that'll make the other person better. And he was willing to do that, not only with me, but with everyone that played for him and basically everyone that he came in contact with. He was just a good man that was a fair man that wanted everyone to be treated fairly. And he was just a good all-around person. Now, don't get me wrong, you know. I mean, I know I've seen a couple of specials on him today, and everybody's talking about how a good man he was. And, yeah, he was a good man, but he could coach basketball too now. Let's not, you know, that kind of reminds me of Michael. You know, everybody talks about how good of a pro Michael is, but Michael was a great, great, great college basketball player too. You know, he's arguably the greatest college basketball player to ever play, so. Let's not get things twisted. He is a great man, but he was a great coach, too.
I kind of took that to mean that he could get into you if he needed to.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we call it the wrath of Dean. You know, not many people played for him that didn't come under that. Now, he never swore. I never heard Coach Smith swear, but he could speak to you in a way sometimes that you wish he would.
I understand he used to send little notes to the players, maybe of encouragement, maybe something specific.
He would always stay in contact with us, not only as student athletes here in North Carolina, but once we graduated, he'd always send us letters of encouragement when things were going bad, and, you know, that you're struggling with certain things, and always let us know that he's here for us. And, you know, again, you know, anything that he could possibly do of himself to make you better, he was willing to do.
And out of all the advice he may have given you through the years, is there any one thing that you took especially to heart, like a phrase or saying?
It's not one thing. It's just his overall way of how he lived. You know, he was an extremely humble man, you know, for everything that he had accomplished and the type of person he was. He never wanted to take credit for anything. He worked hard and wanted to always be prepared.